Shalom Aleichem. For Parshas Hazinu, we have 5 Divrei Torah. It starts out as follows. Hazina Shamayim Vadaberu. Moshe Rabbeinu calls upon the heaven and the earth to act as witnesses, to testify as to what he is about to tell to Klal Yisrael, exhorting them to adhere to the requirements of the Torah, and if not, Rachmana Litzlan, calamities will befall. We are going to start towards the beginning of the Parsha, the second Pasuk, some very famous psukim in this parsha, and it says as follows: Ya'arav kamatar likhi. In the English, may my teachings drop like the rain. And so we see here a parallel between the teachings of the Torah and the rain. And the question is, what is the comparison? What is the similarity between the two? So I saw a very nice explanation as follows: when it comes to rain, unless somebody is prepared for the rain, prepared that field, plowed it, planted it, there is not going to be anything beneficial that comes of that rain. In fact, unless that field has been prepared and is ready, it has to be plowed, it has to be planted, the seeds are ready to go, that rain will be detrimental to that field. That field has not been prepared. And that's the effect of rain that we have to prepare. And the same thing applies when it comes to the teachings of the Torah. We have to be ready. We have to be open to hearing the lessons, the halachas of the Torah. And somebody who is not open to that, and somebody who has not prepared himself spiritually, mentally, psychologically, that person will not have a beneficial impact from learning the teachings of the Torah. And in fact, it could actually be detrimental to that individual. So there we have it. When it comes to Ya'arav kematar likhi, may my teachings drop like the rain, just like when it comes to the rain. We have to prepare for the arrival of the rain, and that will be beneficial, otherwise it will be detrimental. So too, when it comes to the teaching of the Torah, we have to be ready, prepared, and then, Emir Tzashem, that teaching, that learning that we have will be beneficial to us. We are now moving forward to Dvar Torah number 2, a very famous pasuk. The very next pasuk, it's Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Gimel, Ki Shem Hashem Ekra Havu Godel Elokeinu. When I call the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give greatness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokeinu. And there are a number of halachas that are learned from this pasuk. One that we will focus on is the mitzvah, the requirement for Birkas HaTorah. When we call upon the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when we are going to learn, we should first give greatness. We have to first say the Birkas HaTorah. Those are the brachas that we say when we get up in the morning before learning of any Torah, just like when we have to say a bracha, we have the opportunities to say a bracha before, in advance of eating something. So too, we say the Birkas HaTorah in advance of learning Torah. So this is the source for this halacha, other halachas as well, but we'll focus on this one. In fact, there's an interesting Gemara in Brachos. We're not going to go into detail on this Gemara, but it says as follows. It points out that when it comes to the Birkas HaTorah, which we are focused on, we have an explicit pasuk that teaches us that you have to say the Birkas HaTorah, the blessings on Torah, before, in advance of learning. And we don't have an explicit passage, an explicit pasuk that teaches us to say a bracha after learning of Torah. So before, yes, but after, no. We do have a limud, we have a kal v'chomer for afterward. And when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, it is the reverse. We have a passage, we have a pasuk, v'chalta v'savata v'erachta, you shall eat, you should be satiated, and you should say the blessing, that's the Birkas HaMazon, the grace after meals, that is said after eating, not in advance of eating, and we do not have an explicit passage that teaches us that you should say a blessing before eating, but we do have a limud, we have something that teaches us that, but there's no explicit passage. And the Chassam Sofer says very interestingly, he explains why when it comes to the Birkas HaTorah, do we have a passage that teaches us our pasuk, Yashem Hashem Ekra HaGvu Goldel Elokeinu, we have an explicit pasuk that teaches us that you have to have blessings in advance of learning of Torah, and when it comes to the Birkas HaMazon, when it comes to eating, we have an explicit pasuk that teaches us that you have to say grace after meals after the eating, but we don't have an explicit pasuk to that tells us in advance. So what's the fundamental difference between eating, that we have a pasuk that teaches us that we have Birkas HaMazon afterward, and when it comes to the Birkas HaTorah, we have an explicit pasuk, our pasuk, that teaches us that you have to say the bracha in advance. And he explains as follows, this is the Chassam Sofer, that when it comes to a seuda, when it comes to eating, when's our hana'ah? or hana'ah, we benefit, we enjoy when we are hungry. When we're hungry and we dig into that food, when we have that pizza, when we have that sushi, when we have that salmon, when we have that duck a la orange, it is scrumptious, we enjoy it tremendously, it's delicious. But that is the case when we are hungry. But after the fact, when we're already satisfied, we're already satiated, we don't have that taiva, we don't have that desire to eat, we don't have that that benefit from eating because we're already full. Accordingly, the Torah teaches us that the obligation for birkas hamazon is after the seuda. That is after the seuda. And if we have to say a bracha, birkas hamazon, after that, we're not all benefiting anymore. We've already had it in the past. We've enjoyed it and benefited, but now we don't have the desire for that food. If we have to say a bracha, birkas hamazon, afterward, kal v'chomer, certainly we should say, we have an obligation to say a bracha in advance when we are hungry and desirous of that food. So that's why when it comes to eating, the Torah teaches us afterward, when we would have thought maybe you don't have to say the bracha because we're already done eating. That is indeed when we say the bracha. And kal v'chomer, certainly when you're hungry, we should say a bracha in advance. And when it comes to the learning of Torah, it is the reverse. Before learning and getting into the learning, we may not have the greatest of taivas desires to be learning. We may not have that that really keen desire to be learning. And the Torah tells us in advance, even before you get into it and you desire and you're excited about your learning and you get into a great sugya, in advance, say a bracha. That's what our pasuk is teaching us. Ki shem Hashem ekrav gudel elokeinu. When you're about to learn, say a bracha in advance. That is what the pasuk is teaching us. But after the fact that you've had tremendous enjoyment from your learning, tremendous hana'ah, we don't have to have a pasuk afterward. It should be a kal v'chomer if you have to say a bracha in advance of learning. We would say kal v'chomer, certainly you should say a bracha afterward when you are really enjoying, you're on a high from having learned. Now halacha l'maisa, we don't have a bracha after learning, but this would be what we would say. We would say kal v'chomer, we should have that bracha. And this is simply a very nice explanation to focus on why when it comes to the birkas hamazon, the pasuk is afterwards. We have the pasuk teaches us that we have the bracha afterwards because we have to say thank you for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though we don't have the desire anymore. Right then, say thanks to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And when it comes to birkas hator, we have the explicit pasuk, our pasuk, telling us even before you're excited, say the brachas. And now is the time to get excited. Now we are moving forward to Dvar Torah number 3. The pasuk says as follows. It's Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Yud Ches, Tzur Yiladecha Teshi. You ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You ignored God who gave birth to you. That's Tzur is the rock. That's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yiladecha Yoled. To give birth to Teshi is that you have ignored HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vatishkach El and you have also forgotten HaKadosh Baruch Hu who brought you forth. Don't do that. But the pasuk is exhorting us. It's warning us. This is what is going to happen. Certainly, this is ill-advised. And the Rebbe Mikatz, the Kutsk Rebbe, it's actually the Magen Meduvna, the Dubna Magid, says as follows, what's going on here? So they read Al-Pi Drush, this is not the Peshat in the Pasuk, but they read it as follows, because the way the Pasuk is read, the first three words together and the last three words together, Tzur Yaladecha Teshi, you ignored a Kadosh Baruch who gave birth to you, and Vatishkach El Mecholalecha, you forgot Hashem who brought you forth. But they bring a drush as follows, Tzur Yaladecha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one who created you. And in addition, with your creation, he gave you teshi, meaning he gave you the ability to ignore or the ability to forget. As part of our nature, we are able to forget things, even difficult things, calamities that happen to us. We are able to get past it. And we're able to say, that's behind me and I'm not going to remember. And we have the ability to forget things. But that strong and that positive ability to forget and to move on, unfortunately, there are times that we use that strength as something not in a positive way. We use it in a negative way. And how is that? Let's just read the drash again. Surya Lavdacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created you. How did he create you? Tashi, with the ability to forget and to use that in a positive way. Unfortunately, we use it not in a good way. Vatishkach el mecholelecha. Sometimes we use it to forget HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. And that's a terrible thing to do. We have kolchos and gimshonos, and the ability to forget is a skill, is a positive thing, is something that is a koach, but it should only be used in the proper way. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us something like that, we have to make sure to not use it in the wrong way. And they say, the Magen Midubna, the Dubna Magen, and Rebbe Mekas, the Kutzker Rebbe, say as follows, what is this similar to? They say it is similar to somebody who owes a lot of debts to people. Owes debts to A, B, C, D, and he needs an eitzah. How am I going to get out of all this debt? So he turns to a friend of his who happens to also be somebody who lent him money, and he says, I don't know what to do. How am I going to get out of all these debts? I can't afford it, and all these creditors are calling, and they're really bothering me, and I just can't afford it. I just want to get out of it. And he gives him an eitzah how to get out of that debt. And he says, you know what, pretend you're a meshugana, pretend that you have lost your mind, you don't have the mental capacity to pay them back, and they're going to give up on you because you're feigning to be incompetent and incapable of earning money, and certainly you don't have the funds to pay them back. So that's what he did. He was using this skill now that he had, this eitzah that he had, and he was using it, obviously, not for the proper purposes, but that's the eitzah that he gave it, and he was going, and he was using it, and using it. And then when his friend who gave him this eitzah called to collect, he actually used that skill against the person who gave the eitzah. And he started pretending that he was a meshugana, lacked mental capacity. And this friend that gave him the answer, eitzah, said, now you're using what I gave you, a skill I gave you, against me as well. So that's the parallel, that's the mashal that they bring, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us skills, and here we're talking about the ability to forget bad things, and that's something that we indeed should be using, getting past difficult times in a positive way, but unfortunately we use that forgetfulness to forget to do mitzvahs and forget the necessary commitment that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in fact, that's oftentimes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us skills and strengths and qualities and abilities, we should be using them for the proper purposes. If it's to be able to build, so we build something for mitzvahs. And if it's a skill as to helping people and coaching people when they have difficult times, that's something that we should indeed be doing. But when we use those skills, those abilities, for the wrong purposes, we're using it for the competition, we use it for the Yetzer Hara, that is taking something that was given for positive purposes and indeed using it absolutely for the wrong purposes. Effectively, that is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gifts that he gave us. So that is what we are focused on in this pasuk, in particular the koach to forget. Don't forget the important things to us. Now we're even moving forward to Dvar Torah number 4. We are in Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Lamed Tes, and it says as follows. I'm just going to find it in the Chumash. It says, Ru'u ata ki ani, ani hu. I'll read it in the English as well. I just have to jump over and find it. Bear with me. See now that I am he. This is the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying this, that I am I, and I am he. We'll have to explain what that means. And no God is with me. We have to focus on the word here, the Ein Elokim Imadi. Now, when we talk about the word Elokim, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the Midas Hadin. That is the strict Midah. That is not the Midah of mercy, Midas Arachamim. That is when we have the Shem of Yud Hei and Vav Hei, Adnus, Ado Shem. That is the Shem of mercy. But when we have Elokim, that is the name of judgment. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Ru'u ata ki ani, look at me, it is I, ani hu, it is me. It's focusing on the midas harachamim, v'ein elokim amadi, and there was no elokim, there's no judgment, there's no facet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealing with din. Ani amis v'achaya, I am the one who indeed puts to death, I also resurrect, I bring life. Machatzti v'ani erpa. In addition, he says, I strike down, I will also heal as well. So what is going on in this pasuk? So Rashi tells us, it's Chazal, that whenever we see the language Ani Hashem, I am God, and when it says Ani Hashem, it's talking about the language of Yud Hei and Vav Hei, Adnus, Ado, Ado Shem. So whenever it says Adnus, when it is in the context of a mitzvah. So when the pasuk tells us about a mitzvah, and then it says Ani Hashem, it's coming to teach us ne'eman l'shalem schar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can trust. He is ne'eman, that he's going to give schar for those who do mitzvahs. And in contrast, when it says Ani Hashem, when it talks about an aveira, if somebody commits an aveira, and it says Ani Hashem, you should know ne'eman lihipara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believe it, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ne'eman, and he is trustworthy, he is to be believed, that he will bring retribution against somebody who commits an aveira. So that is, it says Ani Hashem, it depends the context. And when in the context of a mitzvah, he's saying, I guarantee you, there will be a schar for the person doing the mitzvah. But in contrast, when talking about somebody who commits an aveira, and it says Ani Hashem, it's saying the exact word opposite, I am Hashem, and I will bring punishment to such an individual. Now the question is as follows. We said that there are two primary names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we use typically, Hashem Adnus, and that's Midas HaRachamim, and Elohim is the Midas Adin. And the question is, we just said where it says Ani Hashem, which is Adnus, the Midah of mercy, it can be used in the context of a mitzvah or the context of an aveira. And if it's in the context of an aveira, we're being told ne'eman lipara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring retribution. So that begs the question, shouldn't it be when we're talking about a mitzvah, it says Ani Hashem Adnus, that's mercy, and when talking about aveira, that there's going to be punishment, it should say Ani Elohim, that's the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of judgment, midas adin. Why is it using Ani Hashem Adnus, the midah of rachamim, even in the context of when somebody does an aveira, to tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring punishment and retribution? So that's our question. So Rav Shlomo Kluger answers as follows. Even when it comes to punishments, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes us for having done something that bad that we did, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't bring it as a midas hadin, as retribution, but rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that punishment as a chesed and rachamim. Why is that? The intention is for the good of the individual, not for the bad of the individual. That retribution, that punishment, is meant to improve that person and get him back on track when that person veers off track by doing a punishment. It is not in retribution and punishment per se, but it is remedial in nature in order to assist that person in healing from the ways that he's on and to improve that individual. And he says that it's similar to when you have a child that needs a patch. We're not going to talk about if this is advisable or not advisable nowadays, but this is what Rav Shlomo Kluger, he says that when a father, he gives a little bit of a patch when a child does something bad, he's only intending it for the good of the child, to get that child under. He jumped into the street, to teach the child that you should not be doing that. This is not my analogy, but this is his. And accordingly, same would apply, that father only means it for the good, or we'd say a non-patch, any punishment that you want to teach the child, it's remedial in nature, you want to heal, you want to instruct that child, and it's not that you want to take retribution on that child. The same thing here. When somebody commits a sin, it says Ani Hashem the midas harachamim, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu only intends it to be for a positive reason, not a strict punishment. And accordingly, let's go back to our pasuk. It's a long pasuk and a complicated pasuk, but let's try to read this into the pasuk. So says Rav Shlomo Kluger. It starts as follows: our pasuk. This is Perek Lamed Beis, pasuk Lamed Tes. Reu ata ki ani, look. It is me, Anihu, I am, it is me, Anihu. What is that talking about? So it's talking about the Shem Hashem. It says as follows, Ru'u ata ki ani, it is me when I am giving you schar for doing the mitzvah. It's also Anihu, it is also me, using the Shem Adnus, it is also me when I am, quote unquote, punishing you because you did a sin. Meaning, you have to know, Klal Yisrael, it's Ani. This is referring to the Midas of Rachamim. Whether you do something good or whether you do something bad, I am going to give you schar or punishment, mitzad, from the perspective of Midas HaRachamim and not Midas HaDin. Ve'ein Elokim Imadi, when I am indeed doing this, giving these quote-unquote punishments, it's not from the Tzad of Elohim. It's not the Midas HaDin that I have. It's only the Midas HaRachamim, and you should know, continuing in the Pasuk, Ani Amis V'Achyeh, it is me, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I put to death and I bring alive as well. What does that mean? So the entire punishment that I put upon you is only L'Hachyoso, is only to bring you back. Only to improve you in order to make you flourish and be good. That's why Ani Amis V'Achyeh, even when it's a Misa, even when it looks like something bad, it's la'achyeh. It is in order to improve you. Machatzti, I may strike you down. Vani arapet. It is only, even when you get a punishment, it is only meant in order to bring you to heal, in order to bring something positive to you. So there we have it. This is Dvar Torah number 4. Again, ruata ki ani. Ani who, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's in punishment, whether it's punishment for his sin or giving schar for a mitzvah, it comes as a midas harachmi ve'en Elokim yamadi. There's no Elokim that knows midas hadin here. Ani amis va'achyeh. Indeed, when I punish, quote unquote, punish you, it's va'achyeh. It is meant to improve you, to have you flourish. Even when I strike you down, it is meant to heal you. Beautiful drashic explanation of that pasuk. And now we're moving forward to Dvar Torah number 5. This is going to be on the Haftorah Shmuel Beis. This is also a Shira, the song of David HaMelech. And we are going to focus in Shmuel Beis, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Dalet. It says, Ve'eshtamra me'avoni, Hashem repaid me, in the English, Hashem repaid me. This is David HaMelech saying this. Hashem repaid me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness. What's cleanliness? From sin before his eyes. So according to my cleanliness from sin, that is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid me back. So the Admor, the Re'em from Gur, says as follows, a beautiful, beautiful principle, beautiful, you saw that everyone was created. Everyone was created in order to be metaken, in order to fix something specific in this world. Everyone has their project, everyone has their task. Everyone has what they are responsible to improve in this world. That is a subjective thing. And in fact, the Yetzer Hara indeed knows that and tries to attack that individual and to trip him up specifically in that area that he is meant to improve in this world. So everyone has an area that's supposed to focus and do good in. And that's where the Yetzer Hara attacks that individual and tries to trip him up. So he doesn't do good in that specific area. And accordingly, that is what David HaMelech is saying. He's requesting of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'eshtamra me'avoni. What does that mean? That I should be clean, I should be protected from sin, from my specifics, in my avon, my subjective sin, she'amod bikoach, that I should have the strength, he says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, lihishamer min ha'avon, that I should avoid the sin that is specifically called my sin, the sin that the Yetzer Hara is trying to cause me to do, it's trying to trip me up in order to avoid fulfilling the good in this world that I am meant to do. So that is our tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should guard us from our specific sin. We have a task to accomplish in this world. We have a goal to accomplish in this world, and we should avoid anything negative, the Yetzer Hara, getting in our way, causing us to have an avon, a sin, that would be subjective to us, specific to us, that would get in the way of accomplishing what we are set out to accomplish in this world. Thank you so much for listening.